California Governor Gavin Newsom tests positive for coronavirus after return from travel. By Paul Bois on March 8, 2023. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom reportedly tested positive for coronavirus after returning from an unexplained trip to Baja California. Governor Gavin Newsom has tested positive for COVID-19 after experiencing mild symptoms, his office says. He will isolate for the next 5 days. His statewide tour is still on for next week, his office confirms, tweeted California Capitol correspondent Ashley Zavala on Wednesday. As Breitbart News reported, Newsom returned to California this week after an unexplained trip to Baja California. Despite the state of emergency due to the winter storm that saw unprecedented rain in some areas and snow up in Southern California's mountain communities. While Newsom was away, desperate residents remained stranded in mountain communities, many running out of food, fuel, and medicine. In some places, the promised California National Guard help had not yet arrived. At 11:26 a.m. Sunday, Newsom's office issued an 8-word press release announcing that the governor had returned to the state. The headline was about Newsom's schedule but offered no details about his plans. Late Sunday night, his office issued another press release, describing Newsom's meetings today with state emergency response officials. His office also shared an image of Newsom as he met with those officials. Some California residents have expressed frustration, feeling as if they were left to fend for themselves. Newsom also took the time this week to ratchet up abortion extremism when he said the state will boycott Walgreens if it refuses to carry women's abortion pills. California won't be doing business with it, Walgreens, or any company that cowers to the extremists and puts women's lives at risk. We're done, Newsom said on Monday. Newsom issued his declaration after Walgreens said it will comply with at least 20 Republican states that have outlawed abortions. Attorneys general have warned that Walgreens would be breaking the law if it supplied such drugs. I will enforce the laws as written, Republican Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey wrote in a letter co-signed by 19 other attorneys general. That includes laws protecting the health of women and their unborn children.